Hello. Well, my new book, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership, with contributions from Bradley Madigan, is out now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else you buy books. In this book, I address the 12 leadership areas that I have found leaders need to be the most intentional in to be the type of leader followers actually want to follow. From establishing a foundation of leading teams through managing conflict effectively, all the way through leading teams through change, knowing what to do and why to do it can help readers like you become better leaders in the real. 12 Rules for Leaders is a written continuation of the work I've been practically doing, leveraging the leadership training and development products and services of Leadership Toolbox all the way to Leading Keys. 12 Rules for Leaders represents a distillation of practical lessons I've learned, absorbed, and transmitted from training and developing 15,000 managers and supervisors over the last 10 years. Reading 12 Rules for Leaders and living it is like getting coaching from me directly without having to pay my full coaching rate. Look, this is a book written for all those leaders, some who call themselves managers and supervisors, who believe that their daily leadership decisions don't matter, or that their hard-won leadership positions are too innocuous and meaningless to matter much in the chaotic world of the now. 12 Rules for Leaders is the confirmation you are looking for, that you are the leader for exactly the historical moment happening right now. Head on over to leadershiptoolbox.us and scroll down the homepage. Click on the Buy Now button and purchase in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle format on Amazon, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership. And that's it for me. Out. Hello. So I want to let you know something before you start listening to this next shorts episode. And this will also apply on an upcoming episode that we have covering The Tao of Jeet Kune Do by Bruce Lee. I want to mention the audio quality. We recorded this live in a big hollow room with a lot of air conditioning and all that other kind of stuff going around, and there was no way to control for that environment. So you will notice some echo. You will notice some external sounds of like blowing on this episode, on the shorts episode coming to you this week. You will notice the same things coming up on the episode with the Tao of Jeet Kune Do with our guest. I would encourage you to listen to the whole episode, as I would encourage you to listen to the shorts episode today. And just ignore all of that echo and sound effect. Trust me, we'll do better next time. So thank you for your indulgence. I appreciate it. And go listen to the podcast.
My name is Hazan Sorrells, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on Shorts. These are 6 to 8 minute observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and theology of leadership. But because listening to me talk about leadership for now 6 to 8 minutes is better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Professional jealousy, organizational envy, and industry covetousness blind many leaders in their team-building efforts and invariably lie at the heart of many team-building failures leaders continually experience. Leaders desire the sports car of a high-performing team that gains an award in their industry or even outside of their industry, but they do not want to put in the work to build their own sports car. Or even worse, they seek to apply the principles of a high-performance vehicle to the reality of a sedan. These failures come about because leadership in many organizations and leaders generalize external to lived context from the individual examples of leadership success in team building they read about to the particulars of their own situation. In other words, they seek to shove a square peg into a round hole. And let us be even more honest, many leaders, when confronted with the task of rebuilding a team broken by mistrust, communication dysfunction, false conflict, which can look and feel real, but is merely a convenient distraction from the hard work of confronting and eliminating bad behavior on the team, Lack of accountability and little to no results shrink at the prospect of such a rebuild effort. This is because it takes time, effort, and a good dose of the apocryphal blood, sweat, and tears to rebuild a wrecked sedan, much less transform it into a sports car the organizational hierarchy and shareholders may lust after, but may not want to get their hands dirty in making. There is only one Jack Welch or IBM per industry. The other factor that creates conditions of difficulty for leaders when building a team is two factors that link together inexorably: diversity and difficult people. There is no doubt a diversity of individuals on a team, and that creates a diversity of opinions, perspectives, and approaches to performance, results, goals, and accountability. It's not only diversity of country, of origin, race, creed, or culture, but also diversity of mindset, which can create the environment where people are not compliant or obedient and many times cannot be coerced or convinced to become so. It is clear from a wealth of research that collaboration and trust are the two factors that combine to ensure high performance among a collection of individuals. However, there is a little remarked upon transition that has happened in the global culture, driven partially by the rise of democratic societies in the former totalitarian parts of the world, and the rise of access to information, data, and entertainment in the parts of the world that have long since historically adopted democratic norms, however imperfectly. And this transition can best be summed up in an analogy to games, specifically the sports of American football and American baseball. Until the 1960s and the rise of television culture, football was considered a hooligan's game, closer in philosophy, if not practice, to its violent cousin rugby or even Australian rules football. This collision sport, played at the highest level, relies invariably upon each member of the team subsuming themselves to the whole to win the game, win the championship, or win the day. Hockey and other team sports rely on the same ethic. However, baseball, a sport attended to by many Americans from the 1920s through the 1960s, when it began its long and ignoble decline, partially driven by the structural fact that baseball does not translate well to the television medium and works better on radio, where the mind can imagine what the eye cannot see, is a sport where individuals can do well, but the team can lose, or individuals can have poor athletic showings and the team can still manage to pull out a win. This transition from a culture of individuals whose performance and success are predicated on their own talents and skills showing up despite how the team performs, to a culture of individuals motivated to make sure the team performs behind the leadership of one individual, goes mostly unremarked upon in America, and its very unremarkableness means leadership culture in America, and increasingly globally, is less focused on the individual and more focused on the team. From the questions asked during the interview process for a job, are you a team player, to the reasons for firing an individual, he was not a team player or a culture fit, so he had to go. Leaders, cultures, and organizations are focused more on the why than the what of building a team and are missing several key factors that, if paid attention to more attentively, might result in the type of high-performing sports car all leaders truly desire. Or at the very least, a better-performing sedan. Rules for leaders. Number 5. Leaders cannot always build a Maserati out of Toyota parts. And that's it for me.
Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and of course, Spotify. And leave a 5-star review if you like the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast. Look, we need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way that you can help us actually grow this show. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started down the leadership path, Our products from HSCT Publishing can help you and your team do that. So check out our training webinars, our coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. And check out our video-based subscription service at leadingkeys.com. We've got books that will help you and your team grow. So pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss. And subscribe to the Little Red podcast we launched earlier this year with the same name as this Little Red book, My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss. And of course, pick up my most recent book, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership, written with Bradley Madigan. You're going to want to pick up a copy of that in April 2022. And you can get both of these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place you order books on demand. Finally, we are on YouTube, or I'm on YouTube, or someone around here is on YouTube. So like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing on YouTube and hit the subscribe button to get updates every single time we upload a new video, which we do that at least once a week. And subscribe to the Hasan Sorrells Presents Audio Experience podcast. Yes, I have three podcasts on YouTube where I talk more casually with a wider range of people all about all matters that matter in the world today. Everything from fatherhood to criminal justice, Christianity to artificial intelligence. We cover the entire plethora of things that are floating around in my mind, and that's why it's called an audio experience. All right, well, that's it for me. Out.